Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots earned the first round bye for the fourth straight season after defeating the Buffalo Bills here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. So they'll host the divisional game right here at Gillette on January 11th at 8:15 p.m. But their opponent is yet to be known, so over the next 3 days, we're going to take a look at who they are and how they match up. Let's kick things off with the number three seed, the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals defeated the Ravens last week 34-17, and number three Cincinnati is gearing up to face the 9-7 San Diego Chargers. The Chargers, who have fighting power, pulled out a win in OT over the Kansas City Chiefs this past Sunday. Now, the Bengals could have a problem on their hands with Ryan Matthews, who rushed for 144 yards against Kansas City. And their second leading rusher? Well, you all know him well, Danny Woodhead. Cincinnati takes pride in performing well at home, and they somehow overcame four interceptions to beat the Ravens at Paul Brown Stadium. It would be interesting to see a rematch against the Bengals, but this time at Gillette. The Patriots got embarrassed against the Bengals in Cincinnati, and a large part of that was because of Geno Atkins. Their defense held the Pats to two field goals and snapped Brady's touchdown streak. The Patriots' secondary did well, though, shutting down A.J. Green, but the defensive line gave up 162 rushing yards. This bye week is exactly what the Pats need. They'll need to rest up to fend off the Bengals. But I think a rematch at Gillette Stadium would go well for the Pats this time around. One player to watch is cornerback Dre Kirkpatrick, who has an eye for the football and the speed to grab it. He picked off Joe Flacco twice and returned one for a touchdown. Turnovers like that will kill the Patriots. He also totaled three passes defensed. And the Patriots, who are dealing with injuries in the receiving corps, there will be no room for error when he's on the field.
And we all know what happened in Week 5. It didn't go so well for the Patriots. They couldn't even score a touchdown, and the Bengals handed them their first loss of the season. So at least if they do play here at Gillette, the Patriots will have home field advantage. That'll do it for this first segment of the playoff picture. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.